The Swine Production Placement Proficiency Award winner at the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo is John Neely of the Woodbury FFA chapter in the great state of Tennessee. John, can you tell me how you got started in FFA?
Well, I actually transferred schools halfway through my freshman year, and I decided to start doing FFA because my parents did, and I started taking ag classes, and then I got more active and did meats judging, livestock judging, and I started working on my proficiency, and I did ag or science fair about every year of high school and haven't quit since.
Tell me more about your proficiency project.
Well, my proficiency project, me and my dad raise and ship about 2,500 to 3,000 a week. We do feed and raise some, but we do ship a lot to packing houses across the southeastern United States. We go to Texas, Florida, Georgia, Indiana. We go everywhere. I mean, we go a lot of places in the southeast, and we've been doing it since he's been doing it since 1980, and then ever since I was in middle school, I helped him. He's kind of incorporated me over the years, and has given me a lot more responsibility. And I recently just purchased my own barn.
You talk about how it's a family tradition, right? And you just purchased your own barn. Is this something that you plan to continue and continue to grow this operation?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'm going to continue doing it. I ship along with the 3,000 hogs. I also ship about 1,000 goats a week. So I will build on both of those, and I'll continue to probably send stuff to packing houses. And my plan is to build one close to home and have my own stamps and do USDA certified meat that I can sell to the public.
John, you're an impressive young producer. What does it mean to be able to feed the world at such a young age? And what does it mean to be able to set an example for other young producers?
I mean, I think it's important to set an example because, I mean, if you look compared to kids now and then 20 years ago, it's a lot different. Not a lot of work ethic there. And it's good to set an example for those who have a chance that you can get to when they're young, and encourage them to do more than just go get a job somewhere. I mean, go out there and start your own thing. And if that doesn't work, you can always go work for somebody. But I mean, I like being self-employed and working for myself. So that's all I know.
3,000 pigs to ship out a week is a lot. What's your favorite part about raising swine?
Probably just getting to send them out to the public to eat, to be honest. That's definitely the most rewarding one. Well, the plant we go to in Florida, about Christmas time, there's about 300 Hispanics always lined up out there wanting pork. So it's definitely rewarding to see all those people getting pigs and big hogs and everything else.
John, what are your big career goals?
Well, I actually did go to college for a semester, and then I ended up stopping after one semester, and I was doing good in business. So I just stayed with the family business to get to try to stay ahead and keep going. I don't want to get too big, but definitely want to try to expand a little bit, but also not get too crazy, because sometimes you lose track of things when you get too big and you don't know what's going on.
John Neely is the winner of the Swine Production Placement Proficiency Award at the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo. And with National FFA, I'm Hannah Whetstone.